Ian Grayson, I'm National Executive Member for the NUT. There's three unions, NUT, NAS and ATL, that are going on strike because they feel that the governors have not been listening to their concerns about academy status.
I'm David Pear, main head teacher at Kenton School. Because quite a few staff are in work, we are able to partially open, and we've made a priority to the Year 11 and 6 form who will be taking exams very soon, and we're very sorry that we can't open for the whole school.
Kenton is an outstanding school, and that's been achieved by hard work from all of the staff. And what staff are upset about is that the governors of the school are rewarding staff for their hard work with a potential future threat to their terms and conditions. When a school becomes an academy, they can change terms and conditions, and we've seen it across the country in many other schools where terms and conditions of teachers have been changed and not for the better.
Although academy status will eventually give governors the power to vary terms and conditions, they would only ever do that in order to make conditions better. Since this is a school aiming to move from being outstanding to world class, we will not be offering low pay because we want to attract the best staff possible.
What the head teacher is saying there is he's openly acknowledging that terms and conditions in the future can be changed. He said that he would change them for the better. However, the fact that there would be a mechanism, a process that would allow them to be changed, clearly means that they could also be changed for the worse.
It does give more freedom over how to use resources. It allows you to change the curriculum and various other freedoms. 30% of secondary schools in the country have converted to academy status. That will rise, and it just is the future.
What we're saying is, if it's not broken, don't fix it.